Use Orbitz, www.orbitz.com first. Fix the departure and return dates between Tuesday and Thursday. Then look at prices for alternative departure dates each of the 3 days into the past and each of the 3 days into the future. Using the cheapest departure date, do the same with the return dates to find the cheapest combination. Check this price against the fares on the website of the airline itself. Then begin bidding on www.priceline.com at 50% of the better of the two, working up in $50 increments until you get a better price or realize it's not possible. 3. Consider buying one ticket to an international hub and then an ongoing ticket with a cheap local airline. If going to Europe, I generally get 3 tickets. One free Southwest ticket from transferring Amex points from California to JFK, the cheapest ticket to Heathrow in London, and then an uber-cheap ticket on either Ryanair or EasyJet to my final destination. I have paid as little as $10 to go from London to Berlin or London to Spain. That is not a typo. Local airlines will often offer seats on flights for just the cost of taxes and gasoline. To Central or South American destinations, I'll often look at local flights from Panama or international flights from Miami. When more is less, cutting the clutter. Human beings have the capacity to learn to want almost any conceivable material object. Given, then, the emergence of a modern industrial culture capable of producing almost anything, the time is ripe for opening the storehouse of infinite need. It is the modern Pandora's box, and its plagues are loose upon the world. Jules Henry. To be free, to be happy and fruitful, can only be attained through sacrifice of many common but overestimated things. Robert Henry. I know the son of one decamillionaire, a personal friend of Bill Gates, who now manages private investments and ranches. He has accumulated an assortment of beautiful homes over the last decade, each with full-time cooks, servants, cleaners, and support staff. How does he feel about having a home in each time zone? It's a pain in the ass. He feels like he's working for his staff, who spend more time in his homes than he does. Extended travel is the perfect excuse to reverse the damage of years of consuming as much as you can afford. It's time to get rid of clutter disguised as necessities before you drag a 5-piece Samsonite set around the world. That is hell on earth. I'm not going to tell you to walk around in a robe and sandals scowling at people who have televisions. I hate that kashi-crunching holier-than-thou stuff. Turning you into a possession-less scribe is not my intention. Let's face it, though. There are tons of things in your home and life that you don't use, need, or even particularly want. They just came into your life as impulsive flotsam and jetsam and never found a good exit. Whether you're aware of it or not, this clutter creates indecision and distractions, consuming attention and making unfettered happiness a real chore. It is impossible to realize how distracting all the crap is, whether porcelain dolls, sports cars, or ragged T-shirts, until you get rid of it.